Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land, and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields a sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good evening. I have a goddaughter, and her name is Sarah Penelope. She's 5 years old, and when I ask Sarah what she wants to be when she grows up, she always tells me in no uncertain terms that she'd like to be a Disney princess. And I smile at the innocence of a child. Recall that a few weeks ago, there was a royal wedding. And like so many, Sarah Penelope was wrapped up in all the fanfare of the wedding of a prince and princess. She was fascinated by princesses and has every Disney princess movie and princess doll imaginable. She woke up early that morning with her mother and her sister to watch the royal wedding on TV, and they had a royal wedding breakfast where she invited some of her friends over, and they wore crowns and dresses and all that was so becoming of any princess of the day. And it made me think as I was preparing the homily for this weekend, you know, we live in a society where significant events are launched with great fanfare and excitement. The wedding of a prince and princess, the coronation of a new king or queen, the inaugural celebrations of a new president are impressive. New stores are opened with lots of advertisements and banners and sales. When Apple launches a new product, it's known far and wide, and the lines are long to buy the latest iPad or iPhone. Most weddings today are the stuff of which princesses dream. Yet in the gospel reading that we just heard, Jesus uses a parable to explain to his apostles what the kingdom of God is. He explains that God's dominion on earth had a very humble beginning. It's an explanation that we don't typically associate with the kingdom. You see, Jesus anticipated the misconceptions people would have about the kind of redemption and the type of kingdom he was bringing upon them. Perhaps they imagined it to be a high mountain that soared above the world, displaying its glory and its power and its majesty. Maybe they imagined the kingdom of God to be a mighty river that carried life to faraway places. Perhaps their minds pictured the kingdom as a massive oak, standing tall and providing shade and shelter. We really don't know what the people of Jesus' time were thinking, but I'm sure that they were surprised when Jesus shared his description with them. See, Jesus tells them that the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. And the surprise of all of this is that the mustard seed is the tiniest of seeds, but it has the potential to grow into a very large plant, from tiny to enormous. And yesterday I went on a mission. I went to Stop and Shop, and I bought this little container of mustard seeds just to see what this mustard seed was all about. And I will tell you that they're really tiny. In this container is probably over 1,000 mustard seeds. And God's kingdom started like the mustard seed that a farmer planted in the ground, meek and humble. You see, God sent his son into the world, but he didn't ride into the world on a great horse as a king escorted by legions of angels. Rather, he was born as a helpless baby to a young woman who had no notoriety at the time, and to an earthly father who was a carpenter by trade. When it came time for this child to be born, Mary and Joseph were required to be in a stable among cows and sheep and goats and chickens. It was a humble place for a humble child to be born. But on that day, a small seed was planted in our world. 30 years passed and nothing significant happened to that small seed. Jesus took his father's trade. He was not known beyond the boundaries of his hometown of Nazareth. And then Jesus' time had come. He was baptized in the waters of the River Jordan by John, and out of the waters, a kingdom emerged. That small seed sprouted, and it began to grow. He began to spread the good news of God's amazing love for all. He associated himself with the least and the last and the lost. He healed people who were sick. He set people free from spiritual bondage. He invited people to follow him. Jesus had come to save the world and to usher in a new reality. He came to offer forgiveness and transformation to a fallen humanity. And his team were a humble band of 12. 4 were professional fishermen who had no experience in leadership skills. 1 was a despised tax collector. 1 was known as being a doubter. 1 would sell Jesus out for a few silver coins. But by the time of Jesus' death and resurrection, that group of 12 began to grow into a Christian community who gathered for fellowship and prayer and worship. And then the Holy Spirit came down from heaven and gave growth to this small plant that started from that tiny mustard seed. Daily, people were coming to know Christ and to become part of a Christian community. You see, even if the beginning of the kingdom was small and seemed insignificant, the growth of that tiny mustard seed continues even until today. Everywhere the gospel seed is planted, souls have been saved and lives have been changed. The point here is that the greatest of things can start from the smallest beginnings. The hope of the world is found in a tiny mustard seed. And when it comes to you and me, the field in which that seed is planted is in our own hearts. It will germinate in us and transform us to be witnesses of our faith, to be planters, if you will, of our faith and of our belief in Jesus Christ to others, to spread the good news of the kingdom to every single person that we meet. And know that we're going to get our hands dirty sometimes, even working in the kingdom of God. That's what it takes to plant seeds. It means being with people even when things are messy and uncertain. We may need to plant seeds in places where people don't want us to be. But take courage, put your faith in Jesus Christ, and go out and plant. I'd like to tell you about 2 beautiful examples of the kingdom of God working in our parish and in our community. I had the blessing this past month of visiting both Covenant House in Newark and Oasis in Patterson. Safe places for those suffering with the difficulties of life. Homelessness, domestic violence, difficulties simply making ends meet. And when I entered these places, I saw the small mustard seed planted in the hearts of so many that make a difference in so many people's lives. People like many of you who every single day make a difference to make other people's lives better. It inspires me in my priesthood. It inspires me to want to do more, to realize that my ministry as a priest goes far beyond the walls of our beautiful church. It made me want to go out and plant the mustard seed of love and hope and mercy in the hearts of others, by my words and by my actions, to spread the good news of the gospel. And now I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the men that we celebrate today. Our fathers, our grandfathers, our godfathers, all those men in our lives who are like fathers to us, both living and deceased. I found a reflection that I love, because in the reflection, it actually mentions that tiny mustard seed. The title of the reflection is, What Makes a Dad? God took the strength of a mountain, the majesty of a tree, the warmth of a summer sun, the calm of the quiet sea, the generous soul of nature, the comforting arm of night, the wisdom of the ages, the power of the eagle's flight, the joy of a morning in spring, the faith of a mustard seed, the patience of eternity, the depth of a family need. Then God combined these qualities, and when there was nothing more to add, he knew this beautiful masterpiece was complete, and so he called it Dad. Happy Father's Day.